Purple Heart Homes presents Putting the Pieces Back Together, a forum for veterans and the community to connect. Here are your hosts, veterans John Galena and Brad Borders.
Welcome to Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes here on WSIC. That's local starts here. Everybody's just looking at me. I know I was told not to say it, but I can't. I'm so obliged.
The studio manager told you specifically.
I'm so obliged to the branding.
He didn't say not to say it.
That's right. The engineers gave me the thumbs up and was like, this is our home.
But you know what's odd to me about that?
What?
It seems too short.
Local starts here?
That's it. No, it's easy to say. Where's the rest?
It's easy to remember. Local starts here.
It does start here. And this is where it all comes
right
together.
Here. It all comes together here in Statesville.
I think is what
Crossroads of the future.
It starts here, and it all comes together here. So that means we take circles in our conversations. Okay. And we're going to circle back to that.
No, stop. That's Jen Psaki's line. Stop,
for all of the listeners who are as confused as I am.
If you're one of the tens of listeners, you've tuned into Putting the Pieces Back Together. And so we are joined in studio today by our friend Dave Sternberg, chairman of the board
of
Purple Heart Homes.
My boss is here. We have to be on the best behavior.
That has not been the case up until now. Yeah, so what are you just going to start behaving now?
Well, you know,
now?
I mean, you guys just keep upping the ante. You bring the sheriff in here. You bring the 37th Commandant and a Marine Corps in here, and now you brought my boss in here.
I'm worried.
Yeah, what are y'all trying to do to me?
It's like I'm disappointed every day. I feel like I'm on the hot seat. Yeah, no. It's all good.
Maybe that's my seat warmer.
Yeah, no. Everything's good, man. You don't work for me. I work for you.
I like that.
I want you to know that.
I like that.
And that's been recorded now, though.
I've heard this statement before. Hey, we're from Brigade, and we're here to help.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there
you go.
What I used to hear is we're here from Brigade and we're going to check your count.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But so, I mean, you know, artillerymen, we've not been known to be able to count very well.
That's and it's pretty important with all the shells that you have, so you should be able to count.
Hey, look,
them.
We never had extra. I promise you that.
Gotcha. No?
Yeah. So, we are also joined by Scott Moss, our friend from Military Makeover. And man, we're super glad you're here today, brother.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here. I think you've been on pretty good behavior since I've seen you. So, yeah, super excited to be here with you all and your beautiful, nice and warm Statesville. So
Nice and warm.
Yeah. He's nice being warm. Slightly facetious.
Says the man from Florida.
Yes.
Scott, it is actually warmer here.
Did you have to go to the store to purchase some thermal products?
I did. When you think you have warm gear in Florida, you realize you don't very quickly.
Yeah, right. So. We got some great stores in downtown Statesville. You can go to Roots Outdoors and get some stuff. Even though they're not a sponsor of the show, we still like to help folks that are local.
You know, I just got to say about these two gentlemen that are here with us today, really longtime supporters of Purple Heart Homes, and Dave, really been a supporter since near the beginning. First met Dale in 2010 at a USO board training, and then myself in 2011 when we went out to California for the Annenberg training there, and that was really, really great. The training that really helped set the stage and the pathway for Purple Heart Homes growth, and so you've seen a lot of that and been a major part of that, and so we're thrilled to have you and Scott. You know, our very first television show we were part of, Designing Spaces, back in 2011.
Yep.
And so we're thrilled to have you here now and be able to talk about the work that we're doing with Military Makeover. And so welcome, guys.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Yeah, can you give us kind of sort of the backstory? How did this, you know, hey, I'm going to do a TV show about fixing up people's houses. How did all that come together?
Yeah.
And what's your background?
So I'd love to take credit for it all, but John's right. It was back in 2011. So Designing Spaces, you may have heard of the show, been on the air now for just over 20 years, right? So we did a Military Makeover show, which was not called Military Makeover yet, which coincidentally was tied with Purple Heart in the Jacksonville area. Yep, Jacksonville, Florida, where we made over a veteran's home, and it was great and all. And coincidentally, Art, who is one of the co-hosts of Military Makeover, actually was hosted that show. Weirdly. Did that one, and then the kind of sat on the shelf. We had some changes internally, and a couple of years later, myself and a few other people were like, we got to do that again. Well, what should we call it? I don't know. It's called Military Makeover. It's a great name. And we decided we wanted to bring the show back. So we started the program in probably the middle summer of 2014, where we started to try to put it together. And when you're going to launch a new show, especially if you're going to go get approval for a new show, you have to have a decent idea, and usually you're not given much budget, pretty much no budget. So we, came up with the show as a part of Designing Spaces still. So it was that Designing Spaces military makeover, but it was not on its own. The show began in with the first family, the Lunt family, in Somerville, South Carolina, which aired fourth quarter of 2014. We are going to be celebrating family 40 this year.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive. Pretty awesome. Really amazing what we've been able to do.
You had Arlie Ermey was the original kind of military face of the show, and you were telling the story when we were off air about him going into a cafe down in Somerville, and people going, wow, the gunny's here.
Pretty recognizable. Yeah, so one of our producers had come in as we were putting the show together and was like, I think he was in a magazine ad somewhere, and was like, he would be perfect. I'm like, oh my gosh, he would be perfect for the show. How are we going to get him? So a lot of outreach and figuring out how to contact his people, and was able to kind of get him through another partner to come onto the show. He came to the first one and was our host for a while, and really helped us launch the program. It was absolutely amazing to work with. He was a great guy. Obviously he was a Marine first actor way down the list. So we were there in South Carolina. And if you know Arlie Ermey the Gunny, he's got a very recognizable look, right? And voice.
The drill instructor from Full Metal Jacket.
Right.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Yeah.
You sound excited saying that, Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like ready to go back to boot camp.
Why do you think I went into the Marine Corps? It was Gunny Ermey. Yes.
Devin, how would you fare back at boot camp right now? What would that
right
be?
Now? That be like? I'm pretty sure I would be Private Pyle.
You were telling me about Gunny and how he got into the movie Full Metal Jacket. I think you were telling me this story back in the summers that he was brought on as an advisor film.
You can look it up, but there was, and I have to get into it, but essentially he was brought in to kind of advise on it, and then ended up seemingly like, why am I hiring you to be this guy? And ended up,
see him saying, you guys aren't doing this right. Just get out of the way. Yeah. Just get out of the way.
Well, the director was like, this guy does it way better than the actor. Why don't we just let him be the actor, and then the rest is history?
I think that's pretty much how it went. We were grateful to have him and, helped us launch the show. And, went to that restaurant, and people just paused with spoons in their mouth.
Actually
pretty recognizable. He was with us from then until, he passed away. In 2018.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
great guy.
We got just a couple of minutes here, about a minute before our break. And, as you thought about this, what has it meant to you to have this show and be able to honor veterans?
So I never served in the military. People ask me that all the time as one of the people who co-created the show, but I have a tremendous affinity and respect for veterans and military, police, all that. Feel that we owe a lot to our veterans and our active duty. So our goal with the show is to give back a small portion of what our servicemen and women and their families have given. A lot of people don't think about the spouses and the kids. We have a very close friend of ours who's in the service, and how many countless times, my wife's talked to her and he's gone. And you don't think about that as I'm sitting coming home from work at 5:30, right? So, we realized with the show that I can get into that a little further.
Put a pin in it right there. Okay. We're going to hear a little bit more about that when we come back from break. You've been listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together. Great.
Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes, and you are listening to us live here in studio with two very special guests. We have got Dave Sternberg, board chairman of Purple Heart Homes and longtime supporter and contributor to the organization. As well, we have Scott Moss. Scott is the EVP of programming for Military Makeover, co-creator of Military Makeover, EVP of everything else
that has to do with
Brandstar.
Yep.
And we're just thankful to have you here. Appreciate you, Scott.
Yep, excited to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Scott, I want to, before we jump into the serious stuff, you have a friend that I'm super interested in and have been since the 90s. It's your friend Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell everybody about your friend Rob?
Not just his friend, his neighbor.
Well, he's not quite my, I mean, he's neighbor down the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
We Rob Vanilla Ice down there in South Florida.
So awesome.
He's a good dude.
This is the greatest.
Comes around
man.
The studio a lot, Rob likes to do stuff with us at Brand Star.
So
and
great.
He is a great guy.
He's so great. And you mentioned a right story. There. Like you had there was a neighbor of y'all's that needed some work done in their yard or something.
I think they were. One day, dug a pond back there or something. You know, he's always building something.
He just drove a backhoe
yeah,
over
a back
there and started
and
digging.
Dug a pond in his backyard.
So, really?
Yeah.
You're in there. Yeah, I can imagine
there's
the scene.
There's a koi. There's fish in it and everything.
Yeah, they're having some friends over and they're having a dinner party. And God, when did you put the pond?
I guess you
in? Yeah, Vanilla Ice.
You know the right
us.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, you gonna drive that thing? He's like, yeah, man, I'm driving it.
I want to drive it.
It's so awesome, man.
That is really awesome.
Yeah, he's a great guy and he's awesome in the community where we are in South Florida and just wonderful person. So
Scott, I want to just help us connect the dots and get Vanilla Ice on our radio program.
Well, I don't know if I could do that, but I was thinking the next military makeover.
Okay. Just if he would just sing live for us on
yeah,
air.
Just ice, say hi ice, to us.
Baby.
Just say, hey.
Oh, man.
We love,
would,
I love
that,
putting
that would
the pieces
be an interesting
together.
Show. I don't.
All right, let's get back to reality here. Dave, I want to help and I want to help navigate us to the end of the show and not just to play around here. I think there's some real value in having both you and Scott on the show here to kind of converge the strategy behind the board and where Military Makeover comes in to Purple Heart Homes and why the partnership's so valuable. And so to do that, let's start back at the Annenberg Foundation and the training that you do and your background and some of the work that you're trying to do with the board.
Yeah, so as you know, John, I describe meeting you and Dale is like being introduced to the mob, right? You know, once you knew
that's interesting.
The two of you, yeah. there's no not knowing the two of you and getting pulled into your world. That's what that meant. And one of the things, and I'm going back to, what was it? You said 2011. I'm old. I can't remember that far back. You know, we did capacity building. We talked about how do you grow an organization and how do you, you know, understand what that means. And that's both a leadership issue. And that's both a financial issue. And so did some work over the years with you guys. And it's amazing to me, John, because I don't remember how big you were.
About half a million dollars
in 2011. And we are putting our finger on about an $8 million budget for next year. And that's a lot of growth. And the biggest thing for me at that time that was most important was how does – the impact of what happens in a place like Statesville go nationwide. Now, we've served veterans and their families in 48 states. So you went from the home that was made for Dale by the community here and amplified that in ways that are almost immeasurable. But the leadership of Purple Heart Homes really understands the need to make this something that is known on a way bigger scale than Statesville or even North Carolina or even the Southeast. And so we really wanted to focus a great deal of time and energy and resources on growing that brand, which is where Scott and his team have entered in our relationship with Military Makeover. And you know, Scott, over the course of the last, you know, few years, the quality and the way the shows produce, it's just a great platform for people to understand the impact we have in a way that we wouldn't be able to show them otherwise. And I think it's been terrific. I mean, it's really elevated.
I just love Scott's very eloquent description of comparison between the two organizations.
Yeah. I first off, thank you. You know, we got a chance to meet you all. And again, weird that we worked with you so long ago and, you know, totally different capacity. But you are almost us without a TV show, right? So, we have always working to get better. We have the most amazing crew host, you know, Montel. We can talk about, you know, obviously Montel joining us as we talked about Gunny and I talked about Montel joining us. Obviously, Art and Jen, super grateful to have them and our entire produced, you know, production team, the people behind the cameras that do an amazing job. And people don't realize what we're doing in 10 to 12 days, a contractor would tell you would take 3 or 4 months. And we're shooting a movie-style production around it. So I really am in awe of every single time I go to a military makeover, what is being done in that short order. And then you've got brands that are involved that all have their part of it. We're shooting it and we're, oh, stop, reattach that hose again. Okay, we'll do that again.
You know, and, Scott, as you know, bring that up, I can't help but think about where we were filming on site the other day. And I know that the audience will not have been able to see this just yet, but we're filming and all of a sudden you hear this on the wall outside of where we're filming, and Rick, the director's like, go stop him from hammering right there. We can hear it. It's right through the wall. So the guy moves down about, I don't know, 10 feet on the house, and he starts doing it again.
Stop hammering altogether, not right there. Just stop.
And so then a few minutes later, he's outside with a drill, an impact drill, drilling on the brick.
Yeah. Like, no work at all.
You know, Scott, what's interesting to me really in this process has been, I knew Montel's story, right? And that's you know, that's been, he's been public about that for a long time. Mm. It was Jen's story I wasn't even aware.
Oh, yeah,
you know, Jen. Her dad was in the Air Force.
I believe so.
And she moved around a lot in Europe, and she was kind of a military brat, if you will. Yeah. And so she didn't share that a lot. I just thought it was interesting.
She told on the military base.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Yeah. I mean, not only is she a great designer and what she does for the show, but probably won't leave the house tonight, maybe at all, might sleep there so that it's ready for reveal, you know, so it's the work and dedication, the whole crew. But the Purple Heart connection, I mean, you guys are amazing. And we've got a chance to learn more and more about you and experience the people that are part of the organization, because I don't believe, you know, the companies and organizations are companies and organizations. It's the people and what you do and the way you impact the community. And I got a chance to meet you all in person back, I think, in August or something, and see physically. And I came home and, you know, you can ask members of our team, like, changed, like, how amazing what you all are doing is, from the tiny homes to the ramps, you know, these little things that you don't think about. I remember hearing about the ramps projects that you do, and you're thinking, like, a ramp, like a simple ramp that changes someone's life from not being able to go outside and play with their kid to, and you're like, how can I get this? But they're not able to get access to it. So what you guys are doing in the community, and we're hopeful that, you know, that our partnership can obviously help perpetuate that message and that education, but, you know, also help us change more veterans' lives.
You know, and Scott, I mean, I'm glad you see that, because one of the things that always stuck with me about Purple Heart Homes and John and his work, and Dale was still with us, was as much as I would want them to focus on the business model, right, growth and bringing in revenue and doing more projects, never once did either of them falter relative to what's trying to get accomplished.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
It was interesting this week.
You don't cut any corners. Yeah. You do it right.
Yeah, and this week was it's really interesting because, you know, we had the whole military makeover team comes to Statesville. And we got a whole street that's like a beehive and people coming out. But
like
the
a same, hornet's nest.
Yeah. Like,
the whole community is out there.
But at the same time, Purple Heart Homes team was in Virginia in the snow putting a ramp on a veteran's house up in Virginia, right? And so we were talking with Art about that, and that, like, the mission, we had this mission here, and this is all going on, and that requires some attention, but at the same time, we had, you know, the rest of our team is still doing our normal mission day after day after day after day, and that'll continue on, you know, each and every day, because we have project managers that, like, you know, will not be able to sleep at night for the fact that they're unable to help a veteran, right?
I think I calculated, I'm probably going to get this wrong, Brad, but since John said I sign his paycheck, it's okay if I get it wrong. Yeah. I think we're almost doing, on a national scale, almost one project a day.
It's pretty
close. Just about.
Yes, that's pretty close. Like the working days. Yeah, I think we had 206 projects last year. So, working days, almost completing one project
today. And they're not all to the scale of a military makeover necessarily. But, I mean, think about the impact of one a day somewhere in the United States.
Yeah, and even though they're not on the scale of military makeover, the impact of a ramp or the impact of a bathroom that you're not in danger of falling in.
Right,
in
an air system when it's 10 degrees outside.
Well, literally this week.
Or the opposite.
Yeah, you had that this week, right?
We had that this week. We had a veteran not far from here, just an hour away, that's 74 years old. She lives alone. She served in the 70s. And her heat has been out for a year. She hasn't had heat, and it's been cold,
Wow.
right?
Yeah.
And And you know, Carrie and Matt, our project management team, they you know, they moved heaven and earth, and she's got heat in her house now, I think, right? Or they're at least working.
I believe they're pretty close. And yeah. I heard Montel Williams talking earlier today while there was some filming going on about how your organs just start shutting down when you're cold. So it's not something that you can live without. You need these things, and we're there to provide that for you.
That's why people who get in these ice baths just don't. I don't get it. Right? I don't get it. I had a friend of mine call me last night.
He's like, plunge.
He said, come over to my house in the morning. We're going to do ice baths. And I was like, negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full. I am not doing that. I'd like my organs to work just fine, thank you.
Now, Brad, you know, in my neck of the woods, you just go outside.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah. So, hey, we're coming up to a break here. You're listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes. And we got a great guest with Scott Moss, and the chairman of the board, Dave, is here. And we're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. Come on back in a few minutes. Welcome back to Putting the Pieces Back Together, presented by Purple Heart Homes. We are glad you are with us today. We are joined in studio by the chairman of the board, Dave Sternberg.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, there you go. And Scott Moss from Military Makeover, and Military Makeover is in Statesville this week, and we are transformed. We're working together to transform our veterans' home. And Scott, I was wondering maybe if you could talk a little bit about. I know we don't want to reveal everything, but before the show comes out, but talk to a little bit about what happens, you know, when you come to town and. What do you guys do for these veterans?
Yeah, so a lot. a lot. Just leave it. No. Yeah, every project is different, as you guys know, right? So we've said we do heavy facelift. So some need more, some need less. But everything is drastically different, right? So, I mean, I don't want to reveal too many things, but I think they're going to be extremely excited. But from cabinets to kitchen, bathroom, you know, paint, furniture, I mean, the usual suspects that you would expect in a makeover, we're doing most, if not all that. And then, you know, we have a lot of great brand partners and sponsors that are in different categories that may not be, you know, product related. Like, you know, here's one they know about, Dave & Buster's, right? Husband and wife get a night out away from the kids. That's kind of fun, right? But the other stuff, yeah. They won't know until they come home tomorrow. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just a lot of really awesome things that will, you know, hopefully they'll be really excited.
For those that don't know, so what happens is you guys come to town and then the family packs up.
Pack them up.
And they move out.
Yep.
It's like they left their home and they put it up for sale.
Yeah. So it's pretty, again, we talk to a lot of people and talk to a lot of brands and partners, and I think they kind of believe me when we're telling them, but until you come and actually see what's happening in 10 to 12 days, and again, everyone usually somewhere in that window, it's really remarkable. But yeah, we come in, you know, we kick them out of their house. We usually put them up in a, you know, rental property or a hotel, depending on the area, and we go to town. You know, we'll start demoing the house, moving it out. Our different partners that are appropriate for those parts of the show are woven in. You know, we have some great long-standing partners that I would love to, you know, talk about at some point, but we're going through, you know, in a short order, that makeover.
Statesville is so good. Statesville's contractors are so amazing. Mm-hmm. We're actually doing it in 9 days.
9 days,
yeah.
Wow.
Look at that. I'm one day, yeah, you guys have been awesome. I mean, it's a testament, though, full transparency, to Purple Heart Homes. We go to a lot of communities, and most of them are really, really excited. But
now, I want to give a shout out to the Statesville Chamber of Commerce, Discover Statesville.
Yeah.
They helped organize so much. Certainly the mayor and his support in all this, and we have just had a great, phenomenal outpouring. South River Deep and Wide Ministries has been feeding the crews and coming out and cooking and supporting. It was just amazing the number of people that have come out to support.
Lunch today was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I you know, Scott, you know, I talk about this. I travel a fair amount professionally, and my wife was always making sure I'm eating, but she doesn't ask when I come here.
Right.
they always feed me up good. Yeah.
No, I was not expecting a filet with a baked potato for lunch today. That was pretty awesome. but you know, to your point, you know, when our shows is is real deal. You know, when they come home on reveal day, it really is the first time they've seen the home.
Yeah, it's not rehearsed.
No, it's when they come up to the house, you know, Montel opens that door. It's truly the first time that they've seen it. And, you know, Montel has been just an amazing, you know, addition to the program and is a co-executive producer of it since 18. And, you know, has really, to your point, Dave, earlier, helped us improve the quality of the program, again, with our amazing crew. But, yeah, it's pretty remarkable what happens when that family comes back. And, you know, the people you see lining the streets, they're not paid extras or actors. They're friends, family, brand partners, sponsors, you know, that people of the community that are really excited for the family to come home. And that's something to be said. It's not like we're, shove you all over here. And it looks like there's people like, you know, it's a real gathering. And again, grateful to have been able to do it this long. Purple Heart Homes, you guys are amazing. We have some awesome partners from Jersey Mike's to Junk King to Fujitsu that have been with us for a long time. And, you know, Dave and Buster's joining us in lots of different areas of the show that are physical products and then things that help keep our crew running, right?
Well, one of the things that I really appreciate is, you know, you think about it, right? And somebody comes to your house that you've been living in for a number of years, and they go, okay, you got to pack up all your stuff. That is very stressful, right? Super stressful on the family.
Yep.
But that's, you don't just sequester them away and then leave, you know, and just leave them there, right? You guys, for the whole week, you've been attentive to them.
Yep.
And Art kind of goes out and hangs out with the family, and you do
and
all kinds.
And Jim, too.
You do stuff for them during the week to make them feel loved and appreciated. Yep. And talk to some of those things that you do. I know you mentioned Dave and Buster's, but there's some other things that happen this week.
Yeah, we'll do.
As an example, let's, instead of maybe focusing on the Bowmans and what's going to be in this show, talk a little bit about Carlos and some of the things that happened there on the Arlington, Texas project.
Yeah, that was awesome. And to your point, though, we are, you know, obviously they're going to operate some aspects of their normal life, but they're going to be, you know, doing, you know, B-roll packages off at other locations and stuff, and we're taking care of them.
So, took Carlos. He's big into sports and athletic stuff. Took him jet skiing.
Right, took him jet skiing. So, you know, obviously the Q4, the one that just aired here in fourth quarter, you know, Carlos Colon Ruiz, amazing veteran, was part of the 506 Infantry, you know, which is what HBO's Band of Brothers is written off of, and he suffered some pretty substantial injuries.
The Bush Center was another one.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things.
You guys, you know some people. If you go take a look on the show, we had President George W. Bush come on the program and make a cameo and surprise Carlos, which was really cool. Yeah. Pretty cool to say you had a, you know, former president on your show. And again, it's to the, you know, the organizations like yourself, and the fact that we've been able to have a credible show for so long, it's really, we're really grateful for it. It's a blessing to be able to do.
And Brad, I going back again to Carlos, and I can't wait for people to see the show about the Bowmans. Don't get me wrong, but we don't want to disclose all that stuff, right? But for
You're not allowed to go back to the house. You seem like you know too much.
Yeah, that's right.
But for Carlos, we had Team Echelon, Project Echelon, and Argonne 18 provided a time trial bike for Carlos. They were able to present.
That was a nice bike.
Very nice bike.
We had to protect it and fend people off because there was other cyclists in the crowd and they were all trying to touch it.
That's true.
They were amazed with it.
Yeah, Paul and I were guarding that thing within an inch of our lives.
It's not just the house, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's other things that improve their home and their life, right? So our goal, and as we learn more about the family, there's those usual suspects things we need, you know, the flooring and the cabinets, that stuff. But then we'll find out unique needs, like he's a biker. They are really big into billiards, whatever, you know, things that maybe they couldn't afford to buy. That's part of the thing is like, what's something in your life that you maybe wouldn't do for yourself, you know? And obviously, you know, life's expensive, right? And we're all trying to, you know, get through it. And maybe you really want that new pool table and you're not going to write the check for it, but we're going to make sure you get one. So
you're not just providing them with housing improvements, you're providing them with an experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a life-changing experience.
It really
exactly
is.
Well, I'll just add the shameless plug again. There's a way for every member of the community to get involved, whether you're a furniture company, whether you're a cycling company, whether you're a billiard company, whether you're selling 2x4s or shingles, there's a way for everybody to get involved.
Yeah. Well, I think supporting an organization like yourself is amazing. I mean, what you guys do, you know, is really, I think everyone should get involved, and it's a way for people to give back and see a connection to what they may donate to, you know, Purple Heart, and how that trickles down into, you know, a ramp or a new widened doorway or whatever. And I think that's what we were so excited about having you guys part of the show is what you all do every single day. So I'll happily.
And how many of these shows is Military Makeover doing a year?
We're doing four. So one veteran a quarter, 4 a year. And like I said, we'll celebrate Family 40 this year.
And it's four, but it's four episodes, four or five episodes so it's, per
yeah.
family.
So each right? each family we call season, and they're 4 to 6 half-hour episodes, depending on the extent of the makeover. Some are a little longer, some are a little shorter, but essentially the audience follows that, you know, those initial airings on Lifetime over those the time period, and then the show goes into syndication as well. So, but
and
yeah.
And so people can watch it on Lifetime.
Yep, you can watch it on Lifetime.
Where else is it available?
So it's syndicated broadcast syndication, you know, through affiliate networks after the Lifetime airings. And then we have, you know, also on American Forces Network and various other OTT platforms where Lifetime live stream is available. And, of course, on our website, militarymakeover.tv.
Yeah, so streaming on demand. Yeah, like you can just go grab an episode and watch it.
You can watch, binge watch Military Makeover, which we would love you to do. You can check that right out on the website.
Wow, that's amazing. Hey, you've been listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together. We'll be back.
Welcome back to Putting the Pieces Back Together. We are joined here in studio with Dave Sternberg, Board Chairman of Purple Heart Homes, and Scott Moss, EVP of... Brand
everything.
Star,
janitorial services. He's got a lot of titles.
Man, I'm not even sure. I just know when we want something done, we call Scott.
He's like a Scottish lord.
I was hoping for a intro music that Dave got, but I didn't get
it. Oh, man.
So
no.
Make something up.
And here's Scott Moss.
And Scott Moss.
Yeah, it's exciting to be here.
Appreciate you being here. It's just a big week for us. We're grateful for Military Makeover, grateful for the impact that not only making here in Statesville where we're located, but all over the country in different communities. And we've got a couple more seasons coming up in this year. Next, we're going to be in Florida, correct?
Yep, we're coming to South Florida. The Crosby family down there in Lake Worth. Lake Worth, Palm Beach County. Okay. That'll be airing Q2, this is the Q1 family, Q1 airing. Just to talk about Purple Heart, you guys are an amazing organization, and there's a lot of wonderful nonprofits out there, right, that serve veterans, as I'm sure you'd agree. But I've had the privilege of being able to see firsthand what you do, and for those who are looking for giving, or whether it's a small amount or a big amount, you can see where the dollar goes to. And I think that's really important. You know, a lot of times people think of nonprofits and they think some of them are really, really large, some of them, whatever. They don't really know, like, where is it going? Am I making a difference? And I can tell you that from going to your headquarters, you know, every dollar you donate is going there. So you should absolutely check out phhusa.org. And
let me plug right there.
You know, click on that button.
GuideStar, Platinum Seal of Transparency, and 4-star rating from Charity Navigator. Mm-hmm. And we're proud of that. We got a great team that just works diligently to make sure our veterans are served, and they truly want to serve more.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Scott, can you tell us, you're going to be doing your 40th show, 40th season.
Q4, yep.
Yeah. Can you go back and tell us a little bit about one that was particularly impactful to you?
Yeah, so we've had a ton, but there's a couple that stand out. One was, I'm going to get the year probably wrong, but I think it was back in 15. I was actually, so this would have probably happened in 14, I think it aired in 15. I was in my office, about to walk out, phone rings, look down, trying to get out the door, picked up the phone, and on the other end of the phone is an older woman, sounds like an older woman, and she tells me her name, and she tells me that she sent an email to me, and that she has a home in Central Florida that she, you know, wants to give away to a veteran on our show. And I'm like, okay, who is this? You know,
right?
Sure, you do.
This happens.
And remember, the show hadn't been on that long at this point, so I'm like, right. Of course, haha. And then I'm like, all right, well, can you send me that email? She read me off my email, and she had spelled it wrong. And I'm like, oh, wow, she was serious. So she forwarded it to me. Sure enough, there's her story and pictures about her and pictures of this great little house that Gunny was like, man, I'll live here in a second. And especially after we were done with it. We ended up doing a, I don't know if the right word is contest, something through Facebook where we looked for a family. People think it's really easy to find the veterans. It's not. And, you know, we there's a lot of things that have to go into it. We had this family, the Travis family, that ended up being the recipient of the home. And they had a small child at the time. She's probably older now, obviously. Yeah. And, it was just remarkable. I think what was so impactful was not that we made over a house, but like our show inspired someone enough to give away a home,
mm-hmm.
like a nice incredible. House, not like a, right. haunted or something, like a really nice house, which was amazing. We are a South Florida based company, and a lot of people are aware of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas event and the shooting that happened, and we had the privilege of being able to make over the home of Debbie Hickson, whose husband was lost in that, and he was a naval veteran, and we got to make her home over. That was pretty awesome. That's very near and dear to our headquarters. And just so many other amazing families we have. We've had families that have followed us for other makeovers, that until COVID, they would come to every makeover and they would partake in the next family's makeover. So that was really cool. We've had a lot of impact, and overall, pretty amazing.
Do y'all stay, do you have an aftercare program where you stay connected with the veterans that have come through military makeover?
So I don't know if I'd say an aftercare program. Obviously we do stay connected with them. And of course, if they have any issues, any of the things that happen to makeover, we take care of that. And the brands of, all of our brand partners stand behind those warranties or whatever. If they need something, we're here. If something we've been talking about is doing a look back, like I would love to see the Lunt family, that baby, I don't even know if he was a year old. So he would be what?
Oh, wow.
10 right now or whatever. Right. So it'd be cool to see where they are.
Like a reunion show.
I wonder if they still live in the house, right? But we make sure that they're taken care of after. We don't just leave and see you later. We make sure that they're good. And, they're obviously, it's a big deal. It's exciting, but it's life-changing for them, too.
Well, I say that because, so many of the veterans that we serve, we stay connected with, right? And because they call us, and and some of our veterans become donors,
some of them do.
But you guys help me. I think John Beard, who this guy, he's a Vietnam veteran. He could not. He's in a wheelchair. He couldn't get out of his house. So when he would have to go to the doctor, he would call the volunteer fire department.
Wow.
And they would come out and get him out of the house, right? And so we worked with the volunteer fire department to build him a ramp, right?
Yeah.
Now, it was cold that day. Me and Rob Harrell were out there. And then all of a sudden, after the ramp was done, I start seeing, donations every month from this guy. He lives in a single wide trailer. It's not a wealthy dude, right? He was so impacted by that. And so we stayed connected with the veterans either through that, or they'll call us, or they send us cards.
They write us
letters, and it's so meaningful to us to think that, we just didn't do some work for them, and then take an Instagram picture and go, "Hey, give
and
to
you
us."
Know, there's a Dale Dunmire up in Ohio. It never fails. Every time I make any kind of post about a wheelchair ramp on any of our social media, Dale will comment how a ramp gave him his freedom so he could get on his scooter and he could go to the VFW, American Legion, wouldn't have to have somebody carry him out of the house so he could go to his VA appointment.
Yeah.
It restored his freedom.
Yeah.
I think that project was in my hometown.
It was.
It
sure was.
I remember one of the projects we did in Arizona, when we welcomed the family back, the fire department was there.
Was that Paul Kirchham?
No.
That was different.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the fire department came, and a lot of police department came, and I was chatting with them, and they said to the veteran, they said, because they were there frequently because he would fall, and he needed their assistance, and they said, we're happy to come by just as frequently as we were, but we know we won't be to have to help you.
Right,
because
they had kind of an important job.
Yeah.
Right? If they're not helping somebody out of their house, that's a fire they can fight.
They were grateful for him. I think they felt good for him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But by helping him, you end up helping the community overall.
Correct.
Because now you free up these first responders to go and take care of other folks.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, about that project is also the way, like, he had a niece helping care for him, and it made her and his son, and it made it easier for them to care for him because of the change to the home.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I would say we're impacting more than the veteran. It's, you know, his or her family.
Well, we keep a count on the not only the veteran impact, but the general community impact. So every one veteran project we have, it's like, you know, at least two other people that have been impacted. But if you think about somebody's neighborhood, right, and they go, oh, that's Bob, you know, and we go help him. And then they see a team of people come out and improve the home, and they get connected in. They see a flagpole go up, and Bob's out there raising his flagpole in the morning, right? And so it affects the neighborhood too, right?
I think that's one of the most interesting things is you see neighbors that, like, I mean, we in our last one, we had a neighbor, she was cooking for everybody, right, just, you know, and park the RV here. And I mean, we're in your face for, you know, 2 weeks. People are letting us park RVs in their driveway. We're using their water. We're plugging into their power.
And I mean, it's an imposition, honestly.
It really is.
You guys have this big crew. It's not like two or three people show up with a camcorder.
It's a movie-style production with a construction project happening. And we will be at your, you know, the neighbors. And that's why I say where we go, that we talk to them first. We just show up. But
yeah. Scott, I just want to take the opportunity while you're here and on the show to thank you for the just a great partnership with Brandstar and Military Makeover. And, you know, I know all of our team, they work diligently to make it happen every day. And I'm so appreciative of them. And but you got a team. You got a great team. Yep. And I know that, you know, it's, you know, an aspect of they're making it happen, right? Yeah. You're here on the show with us, but they're making it happen, just like the Purple Heart Homes team. There's great people, you know, like Devin mentioned earlier, like Val and Tim and so many others that are making it happen. Anybody like to specifically talk about that's here on the set or behind the scenes?
I can, sure. So we've got a great team. So, you know, one of our producers who actually originally kind of had that conversation with you, Dylany, you know, she's been with us for a long time. Obviously, Rick and the crew and every single member there, you know, Art, Montel, Jen, Jess, who's sitting here behind me. I don't know if
Matthew,
we can get it. Yeah, I'm getting there. Matthew, Claudia. I'm gonna leave people out, and that's gonna be bad.
Yeah.
Our entire marketing team. I mean, Jen, her sister. I mean, it's just, you know, Larry, the audio guy. You know, Ty, the whole team.
It's over 100 people.
It is, again. Disclaimer, if I'm leaving you out, you know, John McWhirter, Nick Richmond, our producers, everybody there. Claudia, to your point, please, no one get angry at me. I got a clock going over here.
I'm sorry, we got a really
great team. You know,
Scott, I got to say, they're the nicest people.
They are.
Don't know TV. That's obviously your job. They treat us very nicely.
Yeah.
I could be screwing stuff up, and I wouldn't know it.
We bring a British director, so he can yell at you and curse at you, and it still sounds really
nice,
right? Because if I did it would be like, what? But when he does it, it sounds great.
Yeah.
So, they're awesome. And again, I think there's a lack of...
Guys, it's been a great show. That's all we've got for this week. But you've been listening to Putting the Pieces Back Together. We'll catch you later.